paper is fundamental to the art of Matt Schlein. He doesn't work on it, really, as most artists do. Rather, he works with it. Matt Schlein is a sort of paper engineer, cutting it, folding it, and then reassembling these numerous and meticulous geometric forms into dimensional paper sculpture. He's been artist in residence this past year at the University of New Mexico's Tamarind Institute. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and Matt Schlein is with me now. Matt, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Spencer.
When you describe your work to people who have never seen what you do, what do you say to them?
I don't do origami. You tell someone you work in paper, they immediately go, oh, so you do origami? And you go, nah, not really. I was never good at origami. I'm really bad at following directions. So I would say that my background is in what's called paper engineering. It's things like pop-up books. It's kinetic paper sculpture. So it's things that you open and close, you activate, and these things start to move. Lately, the work has been less kinetic and more... It looks like it's moving, but it's actually static. There's sort of like these low relief paper sculptures, large scale, sort of geometric patterns, repeated structures.
And when you say large scale, what do you mean by that?
So the piece we're doing this week at Tamarind is 12 feet by 8 feet. And this really beautiful, subtle gradient going from light to dark up the wall. It's all blue, the color of morning light. And then it goes through midday. And then towards the end, it's midnight.
And what about these patterns, the geometric forms? Where do they come from?
A number of places. So I've always had an affinity for geometry and for taking apart geometric patterns and reassembling them. I love Islamic tile design and tessellated form. And then I also work with a team of scientists. They build things on the nanoscale. They build self-assembly systems, things like solar cell design. And so some of the geometric patterns are derived from some of these forms we get on the nanoscale.
Am I right in saying, Matt, that you are fascinated by repetition or by the beauty of patterns?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what is the secret to making repetition engaging rather than monotonous?
That's a good question. When I'm thinking about pattern, it's not like a checkerboard. It's not like, oh, a bunch of squares. There's some sort of visual patterning that happens where your eye can pick it up. I like a piece that unfolds over time. You see it first, and maybe it's not clear what's going on. It's a little bit confusing. And then upon further inspection, you say, oh, well, this happened here, but it also happens here, but it's turned. You know, it starts to ask questions of rhythm and repetition.
It's like variations on a theme in music.
Absolutely, yeah.
When you talk to viewers of your work and they give you their impressions, what kind of things are they saying?
All sorts of different stuff. You know, some people immediately see architecture. They go, well, this looks like a model for a house, or they think this looks like some like building. Or they might say, it looks like music, or it looks like wind blowing through a field. I mean, I make work that's not didactic. It's not trying to tell you something. It's not trying to explain itself. I like art pieces that the artist makes a piece, and it's sort of like asking a question, and the viewer gets to bring themselves to the piece and gets to help answer that question, or there's a dialogue that's happening between the artist and viewer.
Matt Schlein has been artist in residence this past year at UNM's Tamarind Institute. He will be part of Tamarind's Celebration of Art's Intersection with Science, the Albuquerque Wonder Cabinet, April 20th through the 22nd. More details and images of Matt's work at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.